with you on Drive. And I wanted to talk to you about some legislation that Victoria has announced that essentially allows schools to red card parents who display aggressive behaviour against teachers and school leaders. Does Tasmania need something similar like that to protect teachers and teachers' aides? Research by the Australian Primary Principals Association has found there's been an increase in threats to teachers from parents, both verbally and physically. Malcolm Elliott is the president of the association. Welcome to Drive.
Hi, Lucy. Lovely to see you.
So, this legislation that we're seeing in Victoria, what does it do?
Well, what it does do is provide school principals with the opportunity to say to somebody, your behaviour is unacceptable, go away for a fortnight, and we'll talk about it during that time. We'll organise some kind of means of putting your behaviour right, and we'll see whether or not we can resume the relationship.
Why was this implemented? Things must have been getting pretty bad.
Unfortunately, we were hoping that the data from the Principal Health and Wellbeing Survey, which comes out every year, would reflect the work that's being done across Australia, you know, including here in Tasmania, that things would actually have been better in terms of the behaviour of adults coming onto school campuses. Unfortunately, that wasn't the case. Now, what the Victorians have done is institute some legislation which is really sending a very strong signal into the community that this is wrong. And it's been very, very well received in Victoria. I've done some checking through on this today and speaking with colleagues there. Tasmania's situation's a little bit different in that the Tasmanian Department of Education, and here I hasten to add that I'm not a spokesperson for the department. However, I did hear Secretary of Education Bullard speak at a recent conference that Department of Education has a number of processes in place that principals can use actively, proactively, and in reaction to poor behaviour by adults, which the Victorian situation is putting right through its actions and this new legislation going into Parliament.
So do we need something like that here in Tasmania, or have we kind of got it sorted?
Well, I think that what it does is provides an example, and it's a really good example for us all to look at and reflect on, and it leads us into the next component. And here I want to most sincerely thank the ABC and for you, Lucy, for your interest in this, because one of the strategies that we want to put in place across the country, not just the Australian Primary Principals Association, but all principals and all governments, including the federal government, is a strong, positive media campaign to say enough, enough, enough. This has been going on for decades. It clearly predates the health and wellbeing report. We're now saying we want to really support the profession of teaching. We really want to support the work in our schools, and we want our schools to be happy, safe places for our children.
Because it's getting to the point where it is both teachers are receiving both verbal and physical abuse.
That's right, and online.
And online as well.
Yes, yes. Speaking from my own experience, I very, very well remember one of my colleague teachers when I was a principal at a school with tears in her eyes saying, have you seen what they've written about you on Facebook? And it was affecting her more than it affected me. And our younger staff members are a little more vulnerable, but we're all vulnerable to criticism. We've got to be realistic about this. I don't want to encourage anybody to be critical, but we are all vulnerable to criticism. But this hurt this person.
And that's the norm in this day and age, I guess, when we all have a mobile phone in our hands.
Absolutely. And including people who shouldn't have them, and including people who are too young to use Facebook accounts and other social media platforms. So it's a chronic, endemic issue. But as I say, you know, thank you so much to the ABC for your support on this, because we need to keep taking our messages into the community.
Malcolm Elliott is my guest from the Australian Primary Principals Association. Just over a minute until news at 5 o'clock. Malcolm, what needs to be done? What do you think has to be done?
I think the messages have to be, you know, I think in Australia, broadly speaking, our culture is one of plain speaking at times. So now we're saying, cut it out. And we can also say that around the country, there's a lot of work being done by governments and by departments of education, by systems of education in individual schools and in communities. So cut it out. And if you're not going to cut it out, then there will be sanctions. And the sanctions exist here in Tasmania, but they're also now being exemplified in Victoria. But it doesn't have to be like this, Lucy. It doesn't have to be like this. Surely the movement of respect for women that we're seeing is something that we can translate more broadly into the community. Surely.
Great to have you on Drive. Thanks for your time.
You're welcome.
Malcolm Elliott, President of the Australian Primary Principals Association.